1 John chapter 2, verse 20. The Bible says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist. He that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he acknowledgeth, he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let us therefore abide in you, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing," verse 27, "but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." So from verse 20 to verse 27, ang bibigyan natin pansin tonight, ang pahid, kung may title ang message, ang pahid ng banal na nag-iisa. Ang pahid ng banal. The unction, the anointing from the Holy One. And at kayo, sabi ni John, at kayo ay may pahid ng banal na nag-iisa at nalalaman ninyo ang lahat ng mga bagay. Kapag ikaw ay Kristiyano, may pahid na galing sa banal na nag-iisa na binibigay sa iyo ng Diyos. There is an unction, an anointing from the Holy One that God gives to all His children. Now, lahat ng mga anak ng Diyos ay may pahid mula sa Holy One. All of God's children have this unction and this anointing from the Holy One. So, what is this anointing? What is this, ano ba itong pahid? At ano ang gamit ng pahid galing sa banal na nag-iisa? What is the anointing from the Holy One, and what's the use of God's anointing in the Christian life? What do I need God's anointing? Do I have God's anointing, and do I need it? And what's the use of God's anointing? So, ano itong pahid na galing sa banal na nag-iisa, at ano ang gamit ng pahid ng Diyos sa atin? All right. So, first of all, if we want to know kung ano ang pahid na galing sa banal na nag-iisa, dapat unawain muna natin kung sino ang banal na nag-iisa. If we're gonna understand the unction from the Holy One, we have to understand, first of all, who is the Holy One? Who's the Holy One? So, and if we have an unction from Him, we gotta know who He is, all right? Now, who is the Holy One in the Bible? Now, look at Acts chapter number 3, verse 14. Go to Acts chapter 3, verse 14. Sino ba itong Holy One? Acts chapter 3 and verse number 14. Listen very carefully. Acts chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, bago natin basahin ito, bigyan ko kayo ng context. Nangangaral si Pedro at saka si Juan. At pinapangaralan nila ay ang pagkamatay, pagkalibing at muling pagkabuhay ni Hesus Kristo. So tingnan mo ang Acts chapter number 3 verse 14. Ito ay parte ng message ni Pedro. This is a part of Peter's message. Peter and John were preaching the death, burial, and resurrected Jesus. And this is now part of Peter's message. Look at verse 14. "But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." Noong kapanahunan ni Jesus, pinili nyo yung kriminal.
Pinili nyo yung pumatay ng tao, si Barabbas. Barabbas. So sino yung banal na isa na hindi nila pinili? Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Holy One.
Amen.
Jesus is the Holy One. Now, tingnan mo sa Psalm 16 verse 10. Now go to Psalm 16 verse 10. What else do we learn about the Holy One? Psalm 16 verse number 10. Psalm 16:10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
Hindi papayag ang Diyos na makikita ng banal na nag-iisa ang korupsyon ng katawan niya sa libingan. Sino yon, yung banal na nag-iisa na hindi makikita ang korupsyon ng kanyang katawan sa libingan kasi muli siyang ibubuhay na maguli? Sino yon?
Jesus Christ. All right? Because Jesus rose again from the grave, the Holy One did not see corruption. The Holy One is Jesus Christ. Now go to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Do you know why Jesus is God? Because the Bible tells us that He is. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Tingnan mo yung Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God. Ito daw, sabi ng Panginoong Diyos. The Holy One of Israel. So sino yung Holy One of Israel? The Lord God. The Lord God. At pansinin mo yung pagkasulat ng King James dyan, capital G, capital O, capital D, ibig sabihin, Jehovah. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. And then he goes on to say what he has to say. What I'm saying is, the Lord God is the Holy One. And that's why Jesus is God, because he is the Holy One. And he is Lord God. Look at Isaiah chapter 41 verse 14. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 14. Sino itong Holy One? Isaiah chapter 41 verse 14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So sabi ng Panginoon, huwag kang mag-alala, kayong mga Israelites, ako ang tutulong sa inyo, sabi niya. Ako ang tutulong sa inyo, ako ang Panginoon, ako ang tumutubos sa inyo, ako ang banal na nag-iisa ng Israel. So yung banal na nag-iisa ng Israel, si Jesus Christ yun. This is Jesus. This is why we know Jesus is Jehovah. Because there's only one Holy One in the Bible. And that's Jesus Christ. So, we have an unction from the Holy One. So now we know who the Holy One is. Ano naman yung unction? Alam na natin kung sino yung Holy One. Ano naman ang ibig sabihin ng unction? Yung unction, pahid sa Tagalog. May pahid tayo galing sa banal na nag-iisa. Lahat ng mga anak ng Diyos may pahid. Ano itong pahid? So, what is this unction? Now that we know who the Holy One is, we'll learn what the unction is. At kayo, look at, let's go back to 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 and read that verse again. 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. But ye, kayo, kayong mga Kristiyano, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. At kayo'y may pahid, unction, sa ang salin natin galing sa Greek. Ang Greek para sa pahid, chrisma. Chrisma. Meron tayong chrisma galing sa Diyos. God gave us an anointing. God gave Christians an unction
from the Holy One. And that word unction comes from the Greek word charisma. Narinig ba ninyo ang salitang charismatic? Now, the charismatic took their name from this word, anointing. And they did a terrible job ransacking this word, destroying it, but they're half right. God anoints His children. Meron talagang anointing. I'm not a charismatic, but I have charisma from God. Hindi tayo charismatic, pero meron tayong charisma galing sa Panginoon. An anointing, an unction that God put in our heart on the day that we got saved. God put something in us that teaches us, that guides us. Then the Bible says, ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. How can a Christian know all things?
Paano malalaman ng isang Kristiyano ang lahat ng mga bagay na dapat niyang alam? Kasi nung tinanggap niya si Jesucristo sa kanyang puso, meron siyang tahid na binigay sa kanya ng Panginoon.
Every Christian has an unction, an anointing from God Almighty. Now,
ang pangalang Kristo ay galing din sa Griegong Chrisma. Kaya si Jesus anointed ng Ama. Kristo, anointed.
Jesus Christ's name also bears testimony that He is the anointed one of God Almighty. Jesus is Christ.
Christ, charisma, anointed, chosen. Siya ang anointed ng Ama.
And so when He came to earth, He had the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit on His life because He is anointed. And when you got saved, what did you become? You become a Christian. So if you're a Christian, you too have the anointing and the unction from the Holy One. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Now again, we're not charismatic, but we can learn something from charisma, from the word charisma.
Hindi tayo charismatic, pero dapat tutunan natin ang salita ng Diyos. At ang salita ng Diyos nagsasabi, meron tayong charisma galing sa Holy One. Kung sino man ang merong banal na Espiritu, hindi po sila. Dapat tayo. Kasi tayo ay anak ng Diyos.
Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. This is a very important passage. Matthew 16, 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Ikaw ang Kristo. Ikaw ang anointed. Ikaw ang pinili ng Diyos.
Look at John chapter 10, verse 31. John chapter 10, verse 31. This is the same idea in John chapter 20, verse 31. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Kaya nga sinulat ang libro ni ang aklat ni Juan para kayo'y sumampalataya na si Kristo nga ay ang si Jesus ay ang Kristo ng Diyos.
Now, lahat ng mga Kristiyano ay may pahid mula sa banal na isa. Tingnan mo ang Acts chapter 11 verse 26. Pastor, are there Christians who don't have the anointing? No. All Christians, all saved people, once they come to faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives inside of them. Look at Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. The Bible says, And when he had found him and brought him to Antioch,
And it came to pass the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Every Christian is called an anointed one, a follower of Christ. The anointed one is Christ, and we're following him. Now, look at Romans chapter 8 and verse number 9. Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. The Bible says this, sabi ng Bible, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Christ dwell in you."
Ikaw ay anak ng Diyos kung ang Espiritu ni Kristo ay... Ang magandang word, dwell, ay nananahan sa iyo.
Ang Espiritu ni Kristo ay nananahan po sa lahat ng mga Kristiyano. Nung tinanggap mo si Yesu Kristo, pumasok ang banal na Espiritu sa iyong buhay.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. You could be... you may not know this, but when you got saved, the Holy Spirit moved inside of your heart. Right. He took up residence.
Nanahan siya sa iyo. Hindi lang siya nagbibisita. Hindi lang siya dumadalaw. Siya ay namamalagi sa iyo.
1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Sabi ni Pablo, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?"
Ay, templo pala tayo ng banal na Espiritu.
We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, we have a nice building here. It's nice. And we don't want to desecrate this building.
Ano kaya kung mag-graffiti tayo dito? Magiging pangit, no? Dapat ingatan natin ito kasi dinedicate natin ito sa Panginoon. Ginagamit natin ito pang church natin. Pero yung palang katawan natin, ang tunay na church.
We take care of this building, but this building is not the church. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if we take care of this, we ought to take care of this.
Kung dapat hindi tayo manigarilyo dito, dapat hindi tayo manigarilyo dito. Hindi dapat tayo uminom dito, eh dapat kung tayo uminom dito.
If we don't smoke in this building, then we shouldn't smoke in this temple. If we don't drink in this building, because this is the house of God, we shouldn't drink because this is the house of God. This is the house of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. Tingnan mo ito. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. The Bible says, "That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us."
O yung palang Holy Spirit na nananahan sa atin.
That's why no matter where you go, you bring the Holy Spirit with you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you.
Amen. Sabi lang kaibigan ko sa US, sabi niya, "Pastor, totoo ba na ang banal na Espiritu ay tumitira sa atin?" Sabi ko sa kanya, "Anong sabi ng Bible?" "Opo, yan ang sabi ng Bible." "Eh di yun ang paniwalaan mo." Ibig sabihin, kahit saan ako pumunta, nandun ang banal na Espiritu, nandun po siya. Lalo na pag Kristiyano ka. You'll never walk alone because God is always with you. The Holy Ghost is with you always. Now, what's the point? What's the use of the anointing of God? When God saved you, He dwelt in you through the Holy Spirit. So what's the use? Why do I need the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God? All right? First of all, pinoprotektahan nito ang pakikisama natin sa Ama at sa Anak.
First of all, the anointing protects our fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
Look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 22.
Yung palang pahid na galing sa banal na nag-iisa ay nagpoprotekta ng pagsasama natin sa Ama at sa Anak.
1 John chapter 2 verse 22. The anointing protects our fellowship with the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, we believe in the Trinity. Where is the Trinity? Nandiyan yung Father, nandiyan yung Son. The Spirit is the anointing. He comes in through the anointing to protect the fellowship. Now, verse 23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. And no one can honor the Son and the Father without the Holy Spirit of God. Pag walang banal na Espiritu na umaakay sa iyo, na naghihikayat sa iyo sa pakikisama mo sa Ama at sa Anak, hindi na mo natin papansinin ang Ama at ang Anak. Kaya tayo, Kristiyano, merong Holy Spirit sa loob natin na nagsasabi, manalangin ka, sumampalataya ka, basahin mo ang banal na kasulatan. Sige, mag-church ka, sumali ka, magpabaptize ka. Sige, gawin mo ang tama. The Holy Spirit is the power that motivates us and moves us to have fellowship with the Father and the Son. We would not have fellowship if the Spirit doesn't give us that fellowship. Look at John chapter 15 and verse 26. John chapter 15, verse 26. Tingnan mo, John 15, 26. Sabi ng Bible, but the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you. Yung Comforter, yun ang Holy Spirit. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceed from the Father, he shall testify of me. Yung palang ministry ng Holy Spirit ay nagtetestigo siya, nagpapatutuo siya kay Jesus Cristo. So every time na mayroong patutuo patungkol kay Jesus Cristo, galing po yan sa banal na Espiritu. It's through the Holy Spirit that we lift and glorify Jesus Christ. We don't learn anything about the Father unless it's through the Son, and we don't learn anything about the Son except for the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who testifies of Jesus. Yung Spirit, hindi siya magtetestigo sa sarili niya. Doon mali ang charismatic eh. Now, how do you know the charismatic is wrong? Kasi yung charismatic, palagi nagpapatotoo sa banal na Espiritu. Hindi kay Kristo. But Christians testify of Jesus, not the Spirit. They testify of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Not the Holy Spirit, but Jesus. So, una, ang pahid ay nagpoprotekta nito ng pakikisama natin sa Ama at sa Anak. Number two, the second use of the anointing is that the anointing protects us from the Antichrist. The anointing protects us from the Antichrist. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 26. 1 John chapter 2, verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Ah, meron palang gustong mag-seduce sa atin. Ano yung seduce? Anong seduce? Yung parang humihingi sila ng, humihila sila na gumawa ng mali, di ba? Seduce. Meron palang nagsiseduce sa mga Kristiyano? Meron. Pero ano ang laban sa mga nagsiseduce sa mga Kristiyano? Ang banal na Espiritu na nananahan sa loob ng Kristiyano. Ganito yon. Kapag alam mo, ang gagawin mo ay makasalanan, mararamdaman mo ang banal na Espiritu na magsasabi sa puso mo,
Huwag mong gawin yan. Mali yan. Mali.
Andiyan, ang banal na Espiritu. The anointing protects you from the seduction of the Antichrist. Because when you are a Christian and you sin, the Holy Spirit of God will tell you you're wrong. And it will protect you from continuing to do wrong.
Kaya hindi mo na talaga kailangan ng pastor na magsasabi sa iyo kung anong tama at mali kasi meron kang banal na Espiritu.
You don't need the pastor to tell you what's right and wrong if you have the Holy Spirit of God telling you what's right and wrong. The Holy Spirit is the gift that God gives you to every Christian. Every child of God has the Holy Spirit living in him. And they ought to know what right and wrong is. So that's the second use of the anointing. It protects us from the seduction of the Antichrist. The Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, denying the Father, denying the Son.
Punong-puno po ang Hollywood ng Antikristo. Yung mga palabas sa pelikula.
That's full of Antichrist. Hollywood is full of anti-Christian, Antichrist. And how do we get... We don't look at the TV and find out how to live. We look at the Bible and find out how to live.
Yung Holy Spirit ang magtuturo sa atin. The Spirit will teach you.
Kaya habang nangangaral ang pastor, kung base sa Biblia ang kanyang pinangangaral, ang banal na Espiritu ang magsasabi sa iyo habang nandiyan ka, nakaupo.
Tama. Tama. Tama.
When the preacher preaches, and he's preaching the Word of God, the Holy Spirit's inside of you saying, that's my Word. That's right. That's the Word of God. That's my Word. Sabi ng banal na Espiritu. Now, third. What's the third use of the anointing?
Ang pahid ay tumutukoy sa banal na Espiritu. At ito ay nagbibigay lakas loob para maging saksi tayo sa Diyos.
Look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. What is the use of the anointing? Well, third, the anointing allows us to become witnesses for Jesus Christ. We can become witnesses. Acts chapter 1 verse number 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You will get power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you and ye shall be witnesses.
Okay lang ka magiging witness kapag na-realize mo meron palang banal na Espiritu sa loob. Magiging saksi ka ng Diyos.
Zechariah. Let's look at Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, sabi ng Bible, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
So hindi pala sa kapangyarihan ng tao ang gumawa ng tama. Ang paggawa ng tama ay sa kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu na nananahan sa atin.
You will be bold witness when you allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to work in your life.
So, may mga pagkakasala ang anak ng Diyos laban sa pahid ng Espiritu Santo. Meron palang kasalanan laban sa Espiritu Santo?
And I have to tell you this, there are Christians who sin against the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
Magandang tanong yan. Paano nagkakasala ang Kristiyano sa banal na Espiritu?
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Ibig sabihin, huwag pawiin ang Espiritu. So,
Nung ikaw ay naligtas, binigyan ka ng Espiritu Santo, may pahid ka galing sa banal na nag-iisa, may gustong gawin ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Pero kung sasabihin mo lang, ah, wala yan. Hindi naman totoo yan. Binabaliwala mo, halimbawa na, binabaliwala ang salita ng Diyos. Ang nangyayari, pinapawi mo ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos.
When God wants to do a work in your heart and you don't believe God, you're quenching the Holy Spirit.
Wag pawiin ang next.
Despise not prophesying.
Pag may pangangaral o salita galing sa Diyos, wag mong despise. Binabaliwala. Huwag mong ibaliwala ang salita ng Diyos. Kumbaga, yun ang ibig sabihin nun. So, mga kasalanan ng Kristiyano yan. Tayo, we sin against the Spirit when we quench the Spirit. We do.
Alright, here's another one. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. God gave us the Holy Spirit graciously, but sometimes we sin against the Spirit. Look at it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Ibig sabihin, huwag pighatiin ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Nasasaktan pala ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Kapag ikaw ay Kristiyano, alam mo ang tama at hindi mo ginagawa ang tama, yan ang pagpipighati sa banal na Espiritu ng Diyos.
God gives you the Holy Spirit, and you know what's right, and you don't do what's right, you grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
Alam mo ba ang symbol ng Holy Spirit sa Bible? Dove? Kalapati? Now, yung kalapati, gaano ka-sensitive ang kalapati? Isang kilos lang, lilipad yan. Ganyan ang banal na Espiritu. Huwag natin pighatiin ang banal na Espiritu. Meron siyang gustong gawin sa buhay natin. Hanapin mo ang layunin ng Diyos. Gampanan mo sa kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu para hindi siya mapighati sa atin.
Ang tunay at buhay na buhay, ang katotohanan ay tunay at buhay na buhay ang banal na Espiritu.
God is real. The Holy Spirit of God is real. The anointing is real.
Here's the last verses. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. And now the Holy Spirit is all through 1 John. 1 John, we read 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Now look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 4, verse 13.
Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit.
Binigyan tayo ng banal na Espiritu.
1 John chapter 5 and verse 6. Look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 6. And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Oh my. Everyone has the anointing from God. But I'll tell you, not everyone's using the anointing from God. What are you doing with the Holy Spirit living inside of you?
Ano ginagawa natin sa pahid ng banal na nag-iisa?
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about the anointing that we have from you, from the Holy One. And Lord, I pray that we use it in our lives, that we cherish the gift, the promise of the Father, and that, Lord, we would yield ourselves over to the Spirit daily, Lord, because our flesh is so bad. And Lord, I pray that we would see your hand of blessing upon us for yielding to the truths we see in Scripture today.
I-bless niyo po kami, ang aming mga pamilya, ang aming mahal sa buhay, nang dahil sa iyong kabutihang pagpapala sa amin, Lord. Salamat po sa pahid na nanggagaling sa banal na Espiritu, sa banal na nag-iisa, at yun po ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Bigay po namin ang aming puso sa Kanya ngayon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.